KWPC, your radio station.
Good morning, and welcome to God Talk with Dr. Hal Green. You can listen to Dr. Green each Sunday morning here on KWPC between 8:30 and 9 for interesting discussions about God. And now, here's Dr. Green.
Good morning, and welcome to God Talk. Question, and I love questions. I always have. Have you ever wondered who you are? I used to teach psychology. I was in college, and it's interesting even back then, back in the 70s, how students could resonate with that question. Who am I exactly? I have. It's been one of the leading questions of my youth. Who am I? And just as important, whose am I? I had other questions, you know, what shall I do when I grow up? And then I'm growing up, what shall I do next? What's my vocation? What's my calling? And then whom shall I love? Whom shall I marry? Will we have children? For what may I hope in this life? These questions, you got to have questions, because then you seek answers. Who are you? Today I want to talk about who you are to God. Who you are to God, actually, when you think about it, matters as much, if not more, than who you are to yourself, because that's going to vary, you know, depending on your day, your mood, who your last conversation was with, what your childhood upbringing was, what your attitude toward yourself, all those kinds of things. Because, you know, if you look at yourself in the mirror, come on, I don't know if you do or not, I do only when I have to, your attitude toward yourself is going to determine pretty much how you're going to see what you're looking at, right? Oh, gosh, Hal, you're this, you're that. But God knows you as no one else, and God is more concerned with your eternal life than your temporary, short-term life. Truly, apart from God, you will never understand who you are, why you are, and where you are destined to be, namely, hopefully, in an eternal love relationship with God. Now, I just published two books dealing in part with a question, who am I to God? The two books are both now available on Amazon.com. The first one is titled The Heart of Jesus and the Coming Relationship. And the second, Closer Than Your Own Eye, Meditations on Union with God. Now, I will save the Heart of Jesus in the Coming Relationship for future God Talk shows. Today, I want to address some of the meditations from the book Closer Than Your Own Eye. I want to read some dealing really with this question one way or another. What does it mean to be a person? Who am I? And then I'll say some things about these poetic meditations as I read them. Now, along with some meditations from the book Closer Than Your Own Eye, I'm going to read some from another book that I'm now writing that is titled The Other Side. The Other Side, More Meditations on Union with God. So I want to begin with, this is probably a rough draft, but something I just wrote this week, actually, or last week. Who Are You is the title of it. And I have a scripture quote from John 12, verse 25. Those who love their life will lose it. And those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. I've never really liked the last part, because I don't hate my life in this world. But I think I know where Jesus is going, and that's what I want to talk about with this meditation called Who You Are. The question of who you are is preceded by the question of how you came to be. And only God can answer that. Therefore, only God can answer the question of who you are. And God's answer might begin with, you are mine, right? Whatever it means to be you, you're mine. who you are is dependent on whose you are. When you sort of paraphrase, I'll stay with it now. You are at all because somebody willed you to be and addressed you into being. And that somebody is God, however we understand God. So you secretly belong to God. And there is no way out of that reality. For God's power far outweighs yours. If you want to belong to yourself alone, be aware that you cannot keep yourself. You will go the way of life in this world. Though you may strive to keep yourself for yourself, you will be forced to give yourself back at your death. Not only are you God's gift to yourself, you are also God's gift to others. You are a gift meant to be shared and in your hour given back. Who you are is who God made you to be. There can be no other authentic self than the one who exists in the mind and heart of God. That is also where you will find your eternal life, together with God, in God. Okay, a couple things. The word autonomous originally meant in the Greek self-law, self-law. We want to be autonomous. We want to be in control of our lives, right? You want to belong to yourself. You want to do what you want to do. Like the poem said, I'm the captain of my ship. I'm the master of my fate. Wow. Well, I once believed that and strive to do that, to keep whatever you want to keep for yourself. It's kind of like the parable, Jesus' parable of the rich farmer who has a great harvest and decides he's going to keep it. He's going to eat, drink, and be merry and enjoy his life, right, and be totally self-focused on self-fulfillment. Me, 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 I. And then God says, oh, really? Well, this very night, your soul is required of you. Who will get all that you leave behind? Wow. Next, I want to read your creation. This is one of my pet themes, by the way. God called you into being through a word only God can say. God said, let there be you. And behold, you were. Whether God spoke your true and final name, which we'll get to that from Revelation 2, if there's time today, which will exist only between you and God, as your destined consummation in and with God, remains and will remain a mystery. Your true and final name, got it? Until God finally addresses you a second time, not into, but beyond this time and place, calling you by God's name for you, intended from the moment of your birth. Then you will instantly know whether you have only forgotten or never really knew who you are to God and how you shall be with God. Let me just quick add, so often there's a name change. We have that whole idea of marriage, right? Well, in Revelation 2:7, we will learn our true name. God will give that to us. When God spoke you, back to the meditation, God spoke you into being, God implanted God's secret intention for you. and your destiny, both in this world and in what is to come. The silent memory of God's creative address that abides deep within you. You know God but will not remember God until God awakens you to God's presence, love for, and desire of you. The hidden residue of God's breath in calling you into being is your psyche, your very soul life, which God treasures above all. You must not lose or forfeit your soul life, for it is of God and will inevitably return to God. Your soul life, which, by the way, is the meaning of psyche, so Jesus says, what does it profit a person to gain the whole world and to lose their psyche? Is the word that's in the Greek, your soul life, your, you know, the person you are, that unique being. Okay. Your soul life, like fingerprints, are unique to you and to that one moment, one time when God addressed you into being. God said, be you, and behold, you were. Okay. Follow your inner passion for life, love, and fulfillment, and your passion will guide you home. Next, now, I'm turning to the book itself, The Closer Than Your Own Eye, and in one of the meditations, and these are just kind of in the order that they're in the book, scattered about, because there are 90 meditations in this book. This is called Finding Yourself. Finding Yourself. One day you will wake up from the illusion that there are barriers to seeing and being yourself. And you will finally find yourself in sheer being. Though you may seem too small to satisfy your cravings to be a somebody, you will realize you really are enough. And being enough is better than the delusion of being too much or too little. Every person is sufficient unto themselves. Life satisfaction secretly rests not in abundance, but in sufficiency. Abundance can be taken away. Sufficiency you will always have. If you can simply appreciate who you are, the unknown as well as the known, your appreciation itself will ignite a fire in the kindling of your heart, fueling sustained self-acceptance. Truth is, you hold the keys of your own life and death, inner plenty or paucity. It's all in how you see yourself. And nobody but you can determine how you see yourself. And in your hidden self is an inborn awareness of your own sufficiency. Trust that and be who no one else but you can be. Wow. It's how you see yourself. We have freedom. You have absolute freedom to determine how you're going to see yourself. Now, let's think about that, if you would, for the next couple of minutes as we get a weather report.
This is your home in the country. KWPC, AM 860, FM 95.1.
It should be no secret that you can buy your dream home for what you are paying for monthly rent. Call Pearl City Iowa Realty today to find out about first-time home buyer grants and the joys of home ownership. Call 563-263-0433.
Here's a look at your forecast from the KWPC AM 860 and FM 95.1 Weather Center. Mainly clear skies and quiet today with daytime highs approaching 40. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 29
tonight.
Partly cloudy skies. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Cloudy. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
When severe weather breaks out, tune in to AM 860, FM 95.1, KWPC for detailed weather information.
Okay, we're back. This next meditation is called Open the Gift, also from the book. Open the gift you are to yourself and others, the gift from God given long before you could ask. Let me quick sidestep a little bit here. When I was a young man, when I first learned about God and sensed God's love for me, I wrote, however strange it sounds, God gave me me long before I asked. Okay, back to this. You already are who you long to be in ways which only you can discern. Potential, actual, becoming, being, all of the above, all at once. In the seed is already the tree, waiting to unfold and expand its giftedness to itself and the yielding forests of distinguished otherness. Untie the bow of being, open the box of divine surprises. Be fully, joyously the one who pops up and out. Seek not to repress, suppress, or depress the one you cannot help but be. Seek not yourself from others. You have already received you from the only one who truly matters. You are the gift God intended you to be. You just need to unfurl your inner being with the gentle fingers of faith, hope, and love. For there can be no other you but you, which you must choose to be, in the quieting conviction that God has already blessed you with you as a sheer gift of grace, welcoming you to life. Next is another meditation from the new book, The Other Side, called Self-Love. And this time, I am having a dialogue with God, so I'm addressing God as the you of my life. I will love myself for your sake, because you have shown me love. And your love must never be in vain. If I did not accept your love, welcome as an honored guest in the home of my heart, your love would hound and haunt me, for once given, you will not take love back. You love from eternity. Your love dawns at once upon the farthest boundaries of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, changing forever the landscape of my inner and embodied being. Okay, quick aside. When I have done weddings, I would tell the couple when I held up the ring for the ring ceremony that it has no that love isn't, like the song says, love has no beginning and no ending. It's a circle. So I would say to them, there was a time when you didn't know each other, but there was never a time when you didn't love each other. So when you discovered each other and the love, you realized, I guess I've always loved you. I just didn't realize it. Okay, back to this. For reasons beyond my grasp, you love me for me, as me, not due to anything I do, or can possibly do to or for you. May I ask, knowing there will not be an answer, yet the only question which raises itself to you, do you love me for your sake or mine? Perhaps both at once, as I must surely seek to love you, or to love myself for my sake as well as yours. The only answer is that you are love, and therefore you will not be other than who you are. You love us because of who you are, which means we must embrace unwarranted, unearned, or deserved love. Yet strangely, only as we let your love in, will we ever come to be the persons you love. The only way to become like you, which is your unchanging will, is to live fully in your love. The words of Jesus in John 15, abide in me as I abide in you, John 15, Jesus there also says, abide in my love. That's something I seek to remember every morning in my prayer and meditation time. Hey, Hal, abide in my love today. Abide, remain centered in my love. Okay, next, going to be self-understanding from my book, Closer Than Your Own Eye. It's called Self-Understanding. Once again, I'm addressing God. Nobody understands me but you. I do not even understand myself. Yet what does it mean to understand myself, but to be able to mostly predict how I will feel and act in given situations of daily life? Yet predictability does not mean understanding. Understanding includes the why as well as the what and when. The why seeks to unravel life's mysteries. As there is no end to the why question, which may be asked ad infinitum. Perhaps there will be no end to mystery. All that you have thus far shown me, beloved, barely penetrates the surface of your mystery. I still hope you will address why questions only you can answer. Why am I at all? Why do you love me? Why am I who I am? Why am I here now? As great a mystery as your understanding of me is your inexplicable love for me, which I dare not doubt, though the why remains beyond my grasp. Your understanding includes not just who I am, but who I have been and who I will yet be. That means your love reaches me from tomorrow as well as from yesterday and today. And that you already know my tomorrow, yet still love me today. That anchors my hope for what will be. Did you get that last part? That means your love reaches me from tomorrow, as well as from yesterday and today, and that you already know my tomorrow, yet still love me today, anchors my hope for what will be. Well, that says a lot to me. Okay. Next. This is called Your Essential Song. Music is very important to me. There's a song that I dearly love called Without a Song. That's kind of my soul, Without a Song. When I've been down is when the music in me dies. At least goes to sleep for a while. When I'm feeling better, the music comes back. So this is called Your Essential Song. In every soul lies an essential song which may be sung only by that one person, if it is to be sung at all. If it is to be heard amidst the variegated voices of heaven and earth, your song is as distinguishable as the song of birds. And like them, your song gives you purpose and even flight, the only flight available to your soul, available in your singing, launching you right along with your song. You can only become airborne while singing your essential song, born with you as your defining melody, as your unique voice amid a multitude of singers, struggling to keep on singing through all that life presents, the dark storms and demanding doubts, as well as the endearing rains and the fragrant, sun-swept warmth. We strive to stay aloft by singing our essential song, in the voicing thereof and only therefrom. We may gain the weightlessness of heaven, from where all songs arise, and where they must all return in the timing of their joyful composer, content to remain unseen so as not to startle the singers. I think I have time for one more this morning. Okay. Almost there. Almost there. Hold on. Your true self, 170. Okay, here it is. Took me a while. It's called Your True Self. Until you find yourself in God, you have not yet found yourself. Until you know yourself in God, you do not yet know yourself. You came to be through the breath of God, addressed and intended by God alone, and that hidden breath still secretly supports and nurtures you, or you would no longer be but a memory persisting in God's sealed corridors of remembrance. Your true self is a self with, not a self in. A self enclosed within itself is but a prison of delusion spawned and sustained by a world of illusion seeking self-interest and power. A self all alone is but a temporary stage meant to motivate you to seek your other, who breathed life into you and with whom is your one true destiny. Your divine destiny is a life with, not a life unto yourself. You were created for union with the one granting you temporary time apart, to decide whether to choose returning to mutual being or striking out on your own. If you choose to seek God, you will find yourself. If you seek yourself, by and for yourself, you will lose yourself. For you are and shall remain a gift of God, designed and meant for life with God. Well, that's all we have time for today. If you would like to hear this show again, I will have it on my website today at drhalgreen.com, drhalgreen.com. Be amazed at the great gift that you are from God for yourself and for other persons. Be aware that you are totally sufficient in the eyes of God, which is better than being overabundant or not having enough gifts. Have a wonderful day and week. God bless you and God bless us all.
KWPC, K236 CF Muscatine. Available everywhere you go. Download.